Friday, October the 9th. The matron of the home says that if Bert is dead good, he can come out for the day on Sunday. He is coming to our house for Sunday dinner and tea. The phone bill has come. I have hidden it under my mattress. It is for £289.19. Saturday, October the 10th. I am really worried about our dog. It has vanished off the face of our suburb. Nigel, Pandora and I have walked the cul-de-sacs looking for it. Another worry is my father. He lies in bed until noon, then fries a mess in a pan, eats it, opens a can or bottle, then sits and watches Afternoon Plus. He is making no attempt to find another job. He needs a bath, a haircut and a shave. It's parents' night at school next Tuesday. I have taken his best suit to the cleaners. I bought a book from W.H. Smith's. It was only 5p. It was written by an unsuccessful writer called Drake Fairclough. It is called Cordon Bleu for the Elderly. Bert is coming tomorrow. Pandora's father has ordered their phone to be taken out. He has found out about the reverse charge calls. Sunday, October the 11th, 17th after Trinity. Bert's visit. I got up early this morning and cleared the furniture out of the hall so that Bert's wheelchair had room for manoeuvre. I made my father a cup of coffee and took it up to him in bed. Then I started cooking geriatric coq au vin. I left it on to boil whilst I went back upstairs to reawaken my father. When I got downstairs, I knew that I'd made a mess of the coq au vin. All the vinegar had boiled away and left burnt chicken. I was most disappointed because I was thinking of making my debut as a cook today. I wanted to impress Pandora with my multi-talents. I think she's getting a bit bored with my conversation about great literature and the Norwegian leather industry. Bert insisted on bringing a big trunk with him when Pandora's father picked him up at the home. So what with that and his wheelchair and Bert sprawling all over the back seat, I was forced to crouch in the hatch of the hatchback car. It took ages to get Bert out of the car and into his wheelchair, almost as long as it took me to get my father out of bed. Pandora's father stayed for a quick drink, then a pre-lunch one, then a chaser, then one for the road. Then he had one to prove that he never got drunk during the day. Pandora's lips started to go thin. Women must teach young girls to do this. Then she confiscated her father's car keys and phoned her mother to come and collect the car. I had to endure watching my father do his imitation of some bloke called Frank Sinatra singing One for My Baby and One More for the Road. Pandora's father pretended to be the bartender with our Tupperware custard jug. They were both drunkenly singing when Pandora's mother came in. Her lips were so thin they had practically disappeared. She ordered Pandora and Pandora's father out into the car. Then she said that it was about time my father pulled himself together. She said she knew my father felt humiliated, alienated and bitter because he was unemployed, but that he was setting a bad example to an impressionable adolescent. Then she drove off at 10 miles per hour. Pandora blew me a kiss through the rear windscreen. I object strongly. Nothing my father does impresses me anymore. Had Vesta curry and rice for dinner, during which Mrs. Singh came round and talked Hindi to Bert. She seemed to find our curry very funny. She kept pointing to it and laughing. Sometimes I think I'm the only person in the world who still has manners. Bert told my father that he is convinced the matron is trying to poison him. Bert, not my father. But my father said that all institutional food is the same. When it was time to go home, Bert started crying. He said, "Don't make me go back there," and other sad things. My father explained that we didn't have the skill to look after him at our house, so Bert was wheeled to the car, although he kept putting the brake of the wheelchair on. He asked us to keep his trunk at our house. He said it was to be opened on his death. The key is round his neck on a bit of string. Dog is still AWOL. Monday, October the 12th. Columbus Day, USA. Thanksgiving Day, Canada. Went to the Off the Streets Youth Club tonight. Rick Lemon gave us a lecture on survival techniques. He said that the best thing to do if you're suffering from hypothermia is to climb into a plastic bag with a naked woman. Pandora made a formal objection, and Rick Lemon's girlfriend, Tit, got up and walked away. It is just my luck to be on the mountain with a frigid woman. R.I.P. Dog. Tuesday, October the 13th, full moon. Had an angry phone call from my grandma to ask when we were coming round to collect the dog. The stupid dog turned up at her house on the 6th of October. I went round immediately and was shocked at the dog's condition. It looks old and grey. In human years, it is 11 years old. In dog years, it should be drawing a pension. I have never seen a dog age so quickly. Those 8 days with Grandma must have been hell. My grandma is very strict. Wednesday, October the 14th. I have nearly got used to the old ladies in the home now. I call in every afternoon on my way home from school. They seem pleased to see me. One of them is knitting me a balaclava for my survival weekend. She is called Queenie. Did 36 and a half press-ups tonight.